heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are broadcasting live this morning from the Arret Sales Trade Show. It's a home and garden show. It's in Atlantic City, and it features all of the new and unique products for you, for your garden, for next year. And I think I found something that you're going to have an awful lot of fun with. This is totally different, and believe me, you will have fun. Joining me is Emily Sorensen, and she and her husband have developed a different kind of gardening called fairy gardening. Emily, tell us about fairy gardening.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to let everyone know about fairy gardening. I think a few of your listeners are probably current fairy gardeners, but there are a lot of people that haven't learned about this new hot trend right now. Mm-hmm. So the really simple explanation is to think of it like a dollhouse for your garden. So it's complete with living plants, with miniature furniture and accessories, and just a fun way to garden on a much smaller scale.
So is this something that they plant in the ground, or is it a portable unit?
Yeah, that's a great question. Our company has a portable unit. We put together a kit for first-time gardeners that makes it a really easy way to get started. But there are definitely folks who do fairy gardening on a larger scale in the ground as well.
So this is something for all ages.
Definitely. We've noticed it's a great activity for everyone from my 90-year-old grandmother down to my 6-year-old niece.
How did you get started in this?
You know, we actually own a small garden center in Colorado, and just happened to stumble upon the idea of fairy gardening, and really comes from dish gardening from the 1800s. And we noticed in Little Colorado it was very popular, and we thought, let's take it to the rest of the country and see how it goes. And it's taken off like gangbusters.
Now, you said it's like a dollhouse. So explain to us what you mean.
It's just really the easiest way to think of it. You can picture your garden on a very large scale and then sort of miniaturize it down to the same scale as dollhouse furniture. So everything in your fairy garden is just a small version of what's in your normal garden. So arbors, bird baths, benches,
wow,
things of that nature, plus tiny plants to go along with it.
Just is everything much, much. So it's like taking a tree and making a bonsai.
Exactly.
So you're shrinking that big 50-foot tall tree to fit inside a little ceramic container, and you're taking the whole yard and shrinking it into a little container.
Yeah, our kit has a container that's 14 inches by 14 inches, so that will give listeners some kind of an idea of the scale of what we're talking about here, and it's 4 inches deep.
4 inches deep, 14 inches by 14 inches. Now, how do people get started with fairy gardening?
It's really easy, and what we recommend is if you go into your local independent garden center, they usually have classes and great staff on hand to tell you how to get started. The other thing is I have a website where we have an actual how-to video and some printable landscape patterns that will show you what to do.
Now, what's the website?
It is fairygardening.com.
Just as simple as that?
As simple as that. Easy to remember.
So they go onto the website, and everything is explained to them?
It is, yeah. Everything from container selection to plant selection to design tips and care instructions.
So people can select the right plants that I'm not going to, if you want to put a plant, it's going to be 10 feet tall.
Right, yeah, and we knew that could be a potential problem, so we've also created a line of fairy flowers that we sell in conjunction with the gardening accessories and kits. So we have a line of, I think there are 14 plants in the line right now, and we're adding them just as fast as my artists can draw fairies, because each tag has its own fairy with its own story about the fairy that created the flower and why he or she likes the flower and thinks you'll like it too.
So each flower has its own fairy?
It does, yeah, and there are care instructions on each tag to make it really simple. And all the plants that we've selected in the fairy flower line either naturally stay small or can be easily pruned to stay small.
Now, tell us about one of the flowers.
Sure. One of my favorites is an elfin herb, which some people may have heard of referred to as a kufia or maybe a Mexican heather. Mm-hmm. It makes a great little shrub if you keep it trimmed in that fashion, and it has little pink flowers all year round, which is fun for everyone. And then it can also be trained to trail up an arbor or on a frame for a topiary.
So people will buy little miniature plants from you, seedlings, we'll say, and they will grow them on?
Yeah, you know, they start out a little bit bigger than a seedling, so they're in 3-inch pots and probably about 3 or 4 inches tall to start with. And then the easiest way to say it is we tell people just continue to give them a little haircut to keep them in the shape of a shrub, if that's what you'd like. Or we've got lots of ground covers that make sort of great grass and things of that nature.
So when they buy a plant for the garden, they come with all of the directions that they'll need to create a shape or size that they want to grow.
Yeah, there are definitely care instructions on the tags. There's more information on our website. And then, like I said, the local independent garden center is such a good resource for people who are getting into fairy gardening.
Now, what are we talking age-wise?
You know, I found that I've got a lot of ladies who are aged 40 to 70 that are really enjoying this, but also lots of women who are bringing their grandchildren on board. And I'm excited about that because I feel like in the garden industry, we've almost forgotten a generation of gardeners. So it's really fun to be able to give kids an excuse to come in and get their hands dirty.
So they can get involved. It's like a family-type project.
It's definitely a family project.
That's fabulous. And now, different types of climates. I live in Maine. Are there different plants for different areas?
I'm glad that you asked that because it's an important question. Really, we have the same plants for all across the country. And the way that it works is in the summer months, everyone can put the fairy flowers outside. But then in the winter months, it becomes an indoor hobby. So you move your fairy garden right to your windowsill and you can enjoy it year-round.
Oh, wow. So they will enjoy it outside from, well, I live in Maine, so from May until September, early October. And then they can bring it inside the house and continue to have fun all winter long.
It's true, yeah. You get kind of a green fix throughout the months that you usually wouldn't be able to enjoy gardening.
That's fabulous. Now, for people that are looking for, as you said, little fences and patios, they can purchase all that type of decoration for the fairy garden?
They can, yes. That's another product that our company definitely sells. And we are currently in 39 different states at independent garden centers. And the best way to track down those places is to go to our website again at fairygardening.com and click on Where Can I Buy Fairy Gardening Materials.
Now, with the holidays coming, and I know it's only September, but we're always looking for gift ideas as a family project, and this would be a great project. Do you think it would be available for the holidays?
It will definitely be available for the holidays. We recommend that you start doing your shopping early because we anticipate it being a very hot holiday item this year.
That would be fantastic. And this is something that if the garden, let's say we have a brand new garden center, they really aren't starting until the springtime. Can this be ordered online?
We can help you find the closest retailer, and I've got some tricks on how to track them down if there's not somebody in your area right now.
So if they go to the website and they write you a note saying, nobody near me has it, where can I look, you can help them out.
I will. I'll find a garden center that's relatively close by and get one shipped out right away.
That's absolutely great. And, you know, we were talking, this is something that is not just during the growing season, When the weather gets cold, you bring it inside the house, and you can have color all year long. And it's a great tool if you want to get the kids involved, having them do the actual pruning and watering and caring. And, you know, this is a way to get them started. If you can start them young, when you need them in the garden to mow the lawn and to weed, maybe this is a way to get them to do the job for you.
The perfect way to trick them into it.
Now, how do people get started?
We have a kit that we've designed that's a really easy way to get started. It comes with the actual planter and a lid that becomes a saucer. There's soil. There are three pieces of furniture, some fairy dust, of course, and some pebbles to make a path in there. And all the directions are listed on the back of the soil. So that's a really good way to get started. And then you can go to your independent garden center and talk to them about the fairy flowers and which ones make sense for you. It's also a hobby, though, that you can just start at home without any investment, really. If you've got an old antique wine box or an old wheelbarrow sitting around, you can be very creative in what you plant in.
And if they need help to design it, the nurseries can give them a hand also.
Of course, and on my website I also have some printable landscape patterns that they can print out for a cheat sheet.
Great. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about a fairy garden. Wouldn't that be fun? I am going to get one, too, for Christmas. I love it. A fairy garden for indoors and out all year long.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Esfoma.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Gun Club. We are in Atlantic City at the Airet Trade Show. This is a home and garden show that your local nursery and garden center goes to every year, looking at new products to help you to have fun in your garden. And I think I found a real fun one. It's called a fairy garden, and this is a way to involve the whole family into creating something that you enjoy outside May through September, October, and then it comes inside the house and you can continue to have fun. Joining me is Emily Sorensen, and she was telling me just during the break that you can also grow herbs.
You can. Fairy garden is a great place. You know, we talked about the fairy flowers earlier, but you're really only limited by your imagination on what you can plant on the smaller scale. So if you would take a typical herb garden where you pick the culinary herbs that you use in your kitchen, you can plant those in your fairy garden, and then instead of pruning, you're really harvesting and when you're cooking.
Yeah, so if you want a little thyme, which you can use as a ground cover,
mm-hmm.
when you prune, you can use them for your tossed salad.
Exactly.
Now, to do a project like this, I know costs will vary, but what's a good way to start to think about a beginning cost?
You know, and it's like you said, they vary. It's definitely across the board. Your initial investment can be as much or as little as you want. So our kits are generally retailing right around $50, and the plants are usually right around probably under $5 to get the plants. So I do tell people with children, if you don't want to make that big of an investment until you see that they're committed to it, you can certainly grab any flower pot and just buy a few of the accessories. So take a typical flower pot, put an arbor in, put a bird bath in, tell them they're on a trial basis to see how well they take care of it, and then you can upgrade once they've proven that they can remember to water it.
And the thing that's nice is you can get as elaborate as you want and as large as you want.
You really can. Yeah, we've been very impressed with some of the scenes that we've seen. So I know my mother is in Florida, and so she has kind of crafted hers to be more of a beach theme. So I've seen a lot of different things across the country that make great fairy gardens.
Whereas I was looking at the displays that they had set up at the show, and different kinds of fencings and little patios and bird baths. And I mean, you can get as elaborate as you do with a dollhouse.
You really can. If it's in your large outdoor garden, it probably comes in the fairy gardening size as well.
That's absolutely great. That is super. So cost-wise, starting at roughly how much?
Like I said, if you'd like to do the kit, starting right around $50, but you can also be creative in what you've got sitting around the house and just start with something you already have. Have you turn it into a project for your kids and let them kind of make some furniture. I've seen great stuff with things that you can find in your backyard, acorns, rocks, things that are laying around. I know we have a Christmas tree stand at our garden center, and so we saved all the bottoms that we cut off of the Christmas trees and turned them into little pads that were adorable.
That's great. And people can go to the garden center, and they can buy the different types of furniture to be used in the garden?
They can. There are so many independent garden centers that are jumping on board with this trend that it should be relatively easy to find one in your area that is fairy gardening.
And you were saying that you also have plans. So for the person who's just trying, they're not quite sure what to use, they can go and get information about what the best plants are and some rough designs?
That's correct, yeah. Those are on our website as well. And there are a few of them all of them we really love, of course, but a few of my favorites that are just easiest for care. There's one called Angel Vine that is a great creeper that will grow very quickly and can be trained up an arbor. So if you're like me and you don't have a lot of patience, that's a good one to start with for some instant gratification. And I also like to recommend to people that you do something low as a ground cover. So a thyme is really good for that. I've got an Irish moss that looks like grass that's really pretty. There's an armeria, which you may have seen in a larger version in your outdoor garden. I've got a miniature version of that that's a cute little tuft of grass, and we can just picture fairies resting right there. And they're all relatively easy to take care of.
So here is a neat project. If you want a family project to start the kids to become gardeners, there's nothing more fun than a fairy garden. Check out the website, fairygardens.com.
Fairygardening.com.
Fairygardening.com. Emily, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are broadcasting live from Atlantic City. We are at the Arret Sales Trade Show. It is a home and garden show where your local nursery and garden center go to find the products for you for the following year and also for the holiday season. And we're going to change the topic a little bit this morning. We talk with different companies, but now let's talk with the people who have put the show together and select the products for you to have for your garden. We have Mike Mellon, who is Vice President of Merchandising and Sales.
Marketing. Yep.
We have Noah Chesbro, and he is the Director of Marketing, and the President, Lindsay Chesbro. Good morning, man.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great show. Could you tell us what has gone into putting a show like this?
First of all, my wife has put everything together. And if I don't say that, then I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. We put this show together. I think it's been, I don't even know how many years that we've been doing this. We started in our warehouses 30 years ago, and now we're in 180,000 square feet at the Atlantic City Convention Center. We spend the entire year putting this show together. We have over 500 vendors. 60 of them, Mike, I think, are new vendors.
Yeah, almost 70.
To 70 are new vendors with new product, which is everybody knows is the lifeblood of an industry. And it takes a year and a lot of hard work by a lot of people to put a show like this together.
Is there something special that you look for when you introduce to the gardening industry something new?
Yeah, I'll answer that for you. Our buyers, we have probably seven or eight folks in our merchandising team that travel really the world. I take trips to Europe, to the UK, and to China. We look for new products at trade shows such as the Hardware Show or the National Lawn and Garden Show, and other shows throughout the year, Atlanta Gift Mart. And we find product categories that are what we would term next in terms of trends. So, for example, there are five trends that we focused on here at this show. One of them happens to be fairy gardening, which are small, mini product, backyard type products that you put in a potted plant or around your mulch bed or around trees. Another category is backyard poultry, believe it or not. That's becoming hugely it has huge interest out there, and people raising their own poultry. Another thing is that we have is raised bed gardens and organic gardening. Folks are growing vegetables more at home, and or organic gardening more and more. And product categories like that. We've got some, again, as Lindsay said, some 60 to 70 new vendors. There's probably 2,500 to 3,000 brand new products that have never been seen by any of our dealers before. So we look for trends, we look for new product categories. Hydroponics and indoor gardening is also a huge growing category for us, and those are the categories that really drive our dealers, our retailers' sales.
Nora, when you start looking at new vendors, what do you look for?
So, you know, similar to what Mike just said, he's really the man in charge of bringing on the new vendors and the new products here. So I'm helping him out. Really, when they come on board, part of my job is to, you know, find ways to get that information out to the dealers. Obviously, the show is a great opportunity for the garden centers to get their eyes on their new products and really see and touch them. But even throughout the year, I mean, we bring on new products and new vendors throughout the year, and we find new and exciting ways to get that information to them.
And I'll add to that, if I would. We award a Vendor of the Year award. It'll take place tomorrow night, just before our Beatlemania show event for our customers. And there's a lot of criteria that are involved in selection of the Arid Vendor of the Year. We look for innovation. We look for sales and ways in which everyone can make for a profitable business. We look for new products, and we look for packaging and ways in which our vendors can reduce the carbon footprint by taking away or removing packaging from their products, unnecessary packaging. We look for programs that are able to, for products and programs that are able to sell themselves in the garden center with point-of-purchase materials and DVDs. We look for sophistication of vendors that have their own websites, folks that are on Facebook, that have businesses that have their own Facebook page, that Twitter, that use QR codes, smart codes for smartphones that give customers quick response time to give them how-to videos to how to use their products. So there's a lot of criteria that we put into selection of these vendors, and folks are really excited about getting that award. It's an honor for a vendor to get an Arid Vendor of the Year award.
And we actually do more than just looking as well. We do a lot of listening to our customers. That comes from the end user, the consumer. We hear what they're looking for. We hear what they want. We'll either go out and try to make it ourselves or work with our vendors to have it made. Go out and really fulfill the need that's in the marketplace right now.
Let me just interject there. The independent garden center in this industry has always been at the forefront of designing new products and giving input to manufacturers. because they listen to their customers. They hear what the needs are out there, what the problems faced by consumers who listen to your show, Paul. And it's those people who inform us and the manufacturers about the products that are needed out there. And then the manufacturers perform by putting new products out there.
Do you see any new trends coming? I mean, Mike gave us a few ideas. Are you noticing that more people want to have organic products or longer lasting, safer? Is there something that, you know, the retail garden center, the mom and pop stores have asked you to find?
Yeah, I'll answer to that. As the gardeners are aging, they're looking for more ergonomic products. And as younger gardeners are entering, they're looking for more convenient products. So there's a lot of different kinds of products that fulfill different demographics. And so ergonomics is a big thing. Again, naturals and organics are huge. Convenience, all-in-one type products, products that not only kill but prevent, remove pests, but also protect against future pests. And so products like that are what customers are looking for.
And I don't think it's all solution-driven, these new products. I mean, it's all about bringing fresh, new, exciting products out there. I mean, we're looking at the new products and packaging area right now, filled with hundreds of new products. As you can see, it's really across the board. So while there are certainly trends that we look to follow, it's all about bringing new products to the independent garden centers.
And that's where I think all of the garden centers come here, because it is exciting. You know, my wife at times can't understand why I get so excited to come here. But you want to see something new, something different, something exciting. You know, it could just be a different color.
Right.
But when you come out with a product that will do, as Mike says, two things at the same time, or it's new, it's improved, it will work under harsh weather conditions. You can put it down earlier. It will last longer. And I think that's what you have done. I mean, I've known Everett Sales since I was 19. So that's over 40 years. And it's a great company. You have brought products to light that, without them, gardening today wouldn't be the same as it was. It's not. When I was gardening 40 years ago compared to now, it's a big, big difference.
Well, I appreciate the comments. And we pride ourselves on here is what I would call three legs of the stool, the three-legged stool, which is Arid being part of our manufacturers and our customers and their customers, mm-hmm. The consumer, so that without all three working together in synchronization, following each other's lead, helping each other, providing each other with best practices and learning from one another, getting the feedback from consumers, looking at the next trend, looking at over the horizon at those trends, rain barrels, composters, all of these things that unique products that are coming in that are answering to the trends of things like, again, naturals and organics, and mm-hmm. sustainability is huge. All of these things we work together with to answer to. So it's a team effort.
You realize the other thing that a lot of people don't realize is you have a small garden center. They're working really hard to get their message out. And one of the services that you offer that nobody else does, you have a department that will help them with advertising. You will help them with a website. My website that I have today is thanks to coming to the show. And it's helped me to get more information about the products that are available, the plant material that's available. So to me, you have helped me a great deal. Even though I'm not selling anything, I'm able to get my message and to help educate the homeowner a lot better thanks to your teaching the garden centers to be more efficient.
That was a real hallmark of Arid Sales. And actually, my wife runs the advertising department called Greensmith Graphics as part of Arid Sales. We produce 10 to 12 million circulars a year for garden centers. And we were the leader in putting circulars out there and doing it in an efficient, cost-effective manner for our retailers. now that things have changed fairly rapidly in the past few years in terms of print media and other ways to get messages, one of the things that we've done, we were, as you know, we're over 50-year-old company. We're fourth generation now. My son's sitting here. One of the things he's doing right now in terms of advertising is bringing us into the 21st century. Maybe, Noah, you'd like to talk about some of the things we're doing now.
Yeah, so we have a lot of really fun programs out there, the most recent being a program called Arret University. And the goal of Arret University and what we see will quickly happen is creating a one-stop shop for really the Garden Center's information needs. It's going to be used to learn about product knowledge and the different new products and exciting products that the manufacturers have coming out. It's about teaching the garden centers how to properly use those products and the features and benefits of everything. We have got plant galleries partnered with a company called Bloom IQ. They've got a really comprehensive plant gallery. So this is just one of the most exciting things that we've been doing recently in helping educate our customers, which in turn help educate the end consumer.
And that's what makes you unique, because the homeowner is starving for information. You go to the box store, the person that they talked to there was selling 2x4s last week. And if you buy a toxic chemical for a specific reason, you need to know how to put it down correctly. And you as a company have been able to train the independent so that they can help the homeowner to do it correctly and use the right product. It's not, if one teaspoon is good, I'll give it two more and really take care of it.
Well, we hope that we've helped in that way, but the fact is in this industry, the independent garden center has certainly been that the resource for the consumer in the United States. Without the independent garden center, the kinds of information and the introduction of new products just would not occur.
Exactly.
There are plenty of places to buy things. There's very few places to get the proper information.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back with that.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Sales Trade Show in Atlantic City. It is a yearly program where all of the new vendors, the new products have been brought so that your local mom and pop, your local independent garden center can come to find new products to make gardening a lot easier for you. We were talking during the break, and Mike and Lindsay were saying that one of the things that they really strive to do here is to unite the independents. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we think that that this trade show brings together, well, first of all, we have over 1,000 dealer members come to this trade show, and what our trade show does is bring those members together and not only provide them a place in which they can buy product to provide for their stores to sell to the consumers in their local areas, but to also be able to share in the camaraderie of the independent garden center business, be able to share best practices with one another so that they're able to compete against the big boxes out there. In addition to that, what we provide here at the trade show is a venue for them to get together together with their vendors, with the vendor, many vendors that we have, the 500 vendors that we have here, in order to get the education that they need to bring back to their sales forces in their stores to be able to address the consumer's needs. So an education, camaraderie, and best practices are three big parts of why we do this trade show and bringing everyone together. In addition, they're also providing feedback to our vendors at this venue and saying and talking about their packaging and making recommendations about their products and making recommendations and talking about what their customers are asking for and problems that customers might be having, solutions that the vendor might be able to provide.
And to take that a step further, this venue definitely is a great opportunity for the independent garden centers to speak with one another. But to tie back in Arat University, our online education, we're actually going to have a similar program, a kind of an interactive forum section, where independent garden centers can speak with one another on a year-round basis, sharing success stories and kind of what's working in their store and what consumers are looking for. I think what really differentiates the independent garden centers and the big box stores is you get that customer service level and the kind of high family feel of everyone working together to serve the common good, which is, at the end of the day, the consumer.
Lindsay, anything that you'd like to add to that?
I'm not sure that consumers generally recognize or value the difficulty of getting information from the manufacturing process to the independent garden center and spread out to them. It's a complicated process. In the old days, we would send people into manufacturers' representatives into the stores, and they'd hold meetings with employees at independent garden centers. We now have a number of other more effective opportunities to spread that kind of information and get that out there. There's only so much that attention span that a consumer has at a particular point, and the retailer really has to use that small amount of time to get the proper information out. Or serious things can happen, obviously. So it is a joy to see the new methods of communication that make better product knowledge out there in the community.
And I think something else to note that's kind of a little off topic, you know, Mike mentioned that we have over 500 manufacturers here, a large majority dealing with independent garden centers only. A lot of these products that we're offering at our show can only be purchased at the local independent garden center. So all these new products, these exciting things that are going on, there's really only one place to get them, and I think it's important that people know that.
Yeah, and I think the main reason that people go to the independent is they need to know how the product works, because there are many, many times I'll have people that will call me and they'll say, Paul, I just put Isotox on my tomato plant.
Right.
What do I do? I went to the store. There was a picture of a flower, and I figured, well, I'll put it on my tomatoes too. So by the independent coming here, they're also educated, and with all the new technology that you are adding to it, with Twitter and Facebook and everything else, it's making gardening a lot easier and a lot more fun for everybody else.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for joining me, for allowing me to be part of your show.
It's a pleasure.
And
thank you.
We will continue to help promote gardening and educate our listening audience.
You bet.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.